In a power-hungry world, it's often difficult to humble ourselves before others, humble ourselves before God, to become meek in the image of Christ, but it's necessary. Pastor Chim challenges us today with that truth. Thanks for joining us.
All right. And so, let me have to tell you a story. When I was a junior in out of college, I was a student, a chaplain. And I enjoyed being a student chaplain. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work. It was a student of the government thing. And it was really an exciting at the time for me, you know, my junior year at college to be the student, the chaplain of the student body. And one of our, one of the things that we would have to do was have a Fall River Ridge treat every year. So this is my first time really doing anything like this and organize something as, you know, like a big retreat for the whole school. So it was intimidating, you know, to a certain point to me, but I had been a part of a retreat, so I did have an idea what to do. And so began to develop it, began to really work hard being in school, going to school and having to do this job. I call it a job, more or less, but it was really a fun time. But you know, it seemed like there wasn't enough of a time for me to get everything done. So I remember I said I didn't have any clean clothes or anything, so I said I don't have time to wash clothes. So I took them by this local cleaners, and they would do your laundry for you. Now, I'm a poor college student, but I was going to pay someone to do my laundry. I know it, you know, some college students are here, you understand what I'm saying here, is that's really not something that we usually do, okay? But that's how busy I was at the time. So I dropped them by, and she said, you can come by and pick them up later. So it'll be great. So it was the day of, I was supposed to leave that afternoon for this fall retreat. I had to go over and rent a van and do all these type things. That's when Trebekah didn't have any money, so we had to rent everything. And so I get by, and I go in to get my clothes, and I, you know, I drive up fast in the van, I open the door, and I walk in, I say who I am. That's when my speech impediment was really bad. It took me 5 minutes to get my name out. And she was patient with me. And I said, she got them out there, and I got my checkbook out. She said, we don't take checks. And I said, ma'am, you don't understand. I'm really in a hurry. And by this time, I'm, you know, getting a little bit of stress. Most people know me, I don't get stressed out about much, but I was getting a little bit stressed. It's my first retreat, you know, and I said, man, I really have to go. I'm really going to be late, and can you just make a set this time? She said, I'm sorry. She was very nice and kind and a sweet lady, and I said, man, but you don't understand. Now, this is the conversation I'm having with this lady. Man, you don't understand. I have to be somewhere. She says, I'm sorry. She was just so apologetic every time. I said, and that's what I say. It's amazing. I said, man, you don't understand. I'm the student chaplain at Trebekah, and I have to be at a retreat, and I got to have my clothes. You're catching the drift here, aren't you? She said, I'm sorry. Again. She says, we don't sell checks. I can't. I said, not even this one. I said, where are you? And that's not unlike me. So with Heidi, you know, Heidi and I argue. She just argues with me. And it just kept going. And finally, I was like, man, you don't understand this. I was saying these things. I kept going back to that. She was just still just gracious and kind. And I said, okay, I'll be back. So, you know, I opened the door. You know, you open the door, man. And I kind of just pushed it a little bit back, jumped in the van, and went to an ATM. Yes, they did have ATMs then. And praise God. And, came back, rolled in there. I said, here, like that. And I got the store a little bit backwards there. I had to pay up front. So here's the story. She did my clothes. No, not what it is. I'm sorry. I'm getting it all wrong. I have my payment. There you go. I'm getting them a bit mixed up. They laugh at me because I get my stores mixed up. And I was still hot when I walked back in there. And I did. I kind of slammed the money down a little bit, just to make a point. Remember, I'm student chaplain at Tribeca. Okay? I got my clothes, and I said, thank you. Seriously, and this is very unlike me. I put my clothes in the van, off again. I get down to the retreat area. You know, we're packing everything. It was late that night. You know, I had my box of clothes. You know, she put them in a box for me, all folded nice and neat. And, you know, it was late. You know, getting in bed late because we had to organize everything. College students were coming in. And I was unpacking my clothes, and I found a Ziploc bag. Okay? And within that Ziploc bag was some of the dollar bills and some change and a note. She said, I just want you to know that you left this in your clothes. I just want to make sure that you got it. And the student chaplain throwing on the suit at that moment, I fell to my knees. In the midst of my busyness, in the midst of being Christian, in the midst of doing a Christian thing, in the midst of organizing something that could affect college students for the rest of their life, in those moments, I missed it all, didn't I? Just the graciousness of this lady in my life, in those moments, I felt unkind. I felt so many different things at that moment. I never experienced such meekness in a person or the gentleness in an individual up to that time. Her whole persona was one of love and being gentle and being kind. I think which one that would inherit the earth. Would inherit the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. In the Beatitudes, it says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed or happy, joy-like happiness, Christ-like happiness. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. My question to us today is, who is controlling you and me? Who are you assigning yourself to? Who are you allowing to be able to be the God of your life? Who are you trusting in? You know, there's moments of that story I just told you. I had everything lined up. I was this and this and this. It's almost like, and this is kind of joking among the staff, you don't know who I am, do you, lady? You know, type thing. It's like that power play that I had in my life. I'm a student chaplain at Tribeca. Everybody in Nashville knows where Tribeca was. You don't understand who I am. And you should give in to me. I'm going to lord over you. I'm going to power over you. And in the midst of all that, of me allowing the spiritual darkness to come in and begin to do something within my spirit and my heart, how foolish I was. And how foolish we are to allow spiritual darkness to come in our Christian lives to begin to control us and how we relate to others. It says, happy are the meek, or blessed are the meek. This meekness doesn't come natural for most of us. It doesn't come natural. And yes, there are some of us here, that's a personality. It's just to be, you know, it's just to be meek or at a gentle. But you just let them lose a control. You know, those ones that are always meek and gentle, and then it builds up and it's like, woo, where did that come from? You know? Where did that come from? Does it agree that a word for a meek is a very a complex word, but kind of like an easy word to translate, but it means so many different things within this first century. It is more or less, who is controlling you? Who is the one that you want to sell out to? Who's the one you going to bow down to? Are you going to bow down to this power figure within us? Or are you going to bow down to the meekness that God wants to give us? That meek spirit, that gentle spirit that the Lord desires for us to have. Is it the spiritual, the darkness of this world, or is it Jesus Christ? In our meekness, it allows us to see the injustice in the world. In our meekness, we're able to see the things that God sees. In our meekness, we're able to to feel and to love the way God loves. It's like that you can be mad at something, or I hate that word, A-N-G-R-Y.
Angry
at something, I said it. By the injustice in the world, but being meek at the same time. Being meek at the same time. You know, we should be concerned about the poor, the oppressed, the babies being aborted. But if we're not meek Christians, we often gloss over many things. We will pick up the mantle of these hot-button social issues, and we'll begin to almost lord it over our society in a way that is not healthy for us as Christians. But we will ignore the oppressed, or the ones that come across our border, or the poor. And we don't give any thought to those, but we'll carry a mantle of things that I own out of philosophy, that it doesn't come across with meekness, but it comes across with pride, with power. That's what's happened to the church in the United States of America. If there's a beatitude that I can get within my heart more and more, is I want to be a meek Christian. I want to be one that I know that the Lord is making me into gentle before others. No matter where the circumstances are, no matter who they are, no matter what's going on in their life, that I want to be able to allow the Lord to use me to do something. It's hot button issues that we often, that Christians, we jump on. It will determine our level of meekness. Here's the thing. I often hear these words, we've got to fight. We've got to fight. I mean, it says we got to fight with meekness. Listen, we cannot fight with meekness. The word fight, in the Christian vocabulary, we wrestle against what? The spiritual darkness of this world. We fight against that, but we don't fight against one another. And when it comes across in our hot button issues, whatever that is, there's no meekness found in us if we use it. We got to fight. Meekness causes us to respond and act instead of fighting against. Meekness causes us to respond and act instead of fighting against. It's almost like we want to draw a line in the sand often. And we want to tell the world, if you cross that line, you got to deal with me. We just draw a line in the sand way too many times. And you know how I preach. I believe sin is sin, sin is sin. But if I can get anything in us today, and in me, what the Lord is impressing on me, when I begin to study this, that story I told you at the beginning, I said, Lord, I don't want those moments in my life. I don't want that power play in my life. I don't want to lord over others. That's basically what I was trying to do. I was trying to lord over her. No, she's just a little lady at a cleaner's. Listen to me. And I'm a student chaplain at Trevette. And the thing is, you might say, well, Tim, shame on you. You're right. You can say that to me. But I want you to look at your own life and say, how many times have we lorded something over someone else? In the name of Jesus at times. In the name of God at times, is that we lord over those. And there's no meekness within us, in our personal relationships. How many times that we have done things to have a power play in those personal relationships? Those ones that are closest to us. There are the times there. Maybe I hadn't been so meek and so gentle. You have to remember this, why that is who Jesus is preaching to here, or teaching here. He's teaching the disciples and these other villagers. He's not necessarily preaching to Caesar or to the rulers. It's almost like he's trying to do something here to tell them. He says, you know, we live in first century. The people understood the power of control, the power of levels here. You have Caesar and these rulers, and they ruled over them with an iron fist. You know, so they understood this language a little bit, like, what is Jesus saying? Once again, like I said last week, what we think he should say, he says just the opposite. Understand? What we think Jesus should say, he kind of flips it upside down all the time. You mean I got to let people run over me? That's one of the first things when we begin to talk about being gentle with me. That's one of the first things I get that question from time to time. It says, so I just let people just run over me? In that question shows that your heart is still not where God wants it to be, even when you ask that question. That question still is, well, nobody's going to get next to me. It just shows that your heart hasn't arrived where God wants it to be. The question is not, I'm going to let people run over me. The question is how I'm going to react and respond to someone and love them and serve them. You know, that's meekness. That's being gentle of spirit. But then we still say, but what if somebody does this, this, and this? We can stand here all day. And Lord's saying, if you, let me ask this question. I feel like I'm being mean today. Am I being mean? I feel like I'm being ugly for some reason. I haven't felt well all week. When I don't feel well, no, that's not me. I'm not going to tell you who it is in my family that's very mean when they're sick. They're mean. I'm not going to call anybody's name. There's two of them. I married a woman, my other was my brother. That's how I was doing. They're just mean. The devil comes out of them. My children go, I go, your mama's sick. They go, oh my goodness. Meekness just goes out the window with sickness because she's not even here even to defend herself. I don't know where was I? I started. Sometimes I do that and I lose track of where I'm at.
You're supposed to be gentle in the spirit.
I don't know. I'm talking about lording over me. The power control we have in our lives. Yes, there is a level of power in this world. God recognizes that. We have to, we have to respect government, respect laws. You understand? That's not where I'm going with this. What I'm saying is how we relate to one another. The first century people is where I was at. They understood this power level. They understood that this oppression that they felt. And here comes Jesus along saying, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. It's almost like, no, the ones that inherit the earth are the powerful, the rich, the ones that have it all together. They inherit the earth. Look at it. They have everything. Do you agree? Say amen. They seem like they have everything. That those are the ones that inherit the earth. So in the midst of this, Jesus comes along and says, oh no, let me change your thinking. Let me change how you look at things again. Those are not the ones. And the thing is, we always say amen to that. You have the rich, on the prayer, and all that. We say, yeah, we're here. But we act just like them a lot, and we want to be like them. We want to be like them. When we're after, we know that the wealthy and the ones that have nothing wrong with wealth, as long as you're meek within your wealthiness. So I would inherit the earth. I would inherit the earth. I'm meek. Jesus, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. That's the reason we live this Christian life is a wonderful life, because to the world it doesn't make sense to them. It doesn't make sense to them at all. A lot of times it doesn't make sense to us. It's basically saying to be meek is We're allowing our strength to be under control. In other words, he's saying, you will have power that transcends even Caesar's. Is maybe the meek people will never let I know their names because they are meek. Maybe it's those ones that that understand it's not a power play. It's those in the background, those that understand what Jesus is saying. Where are you today? Where am I today? In our relationships. Here's the deal. We must be meek to realize our own weakness and our own sin. We often stand in denial of our own faults and our own failures. Instead of just admitting to our wife or to our husband that we were wrong, we rather do a power play and fight to the very end. Instead of to that friend that we have or to that, you know, that employer that we have to say yes sir to or yes ma'am to, we rather fight to the very end. You heard me say this before. I worked at Horton Homes after high school. I know that surprises some of you. That was a mobile home plant. You built mobile homes. I know I didn't drive one nail. It's kind of interesting. I only drove trucks all the time. But they would give, I'm bonus this out, you heard me tell the story, but this goes in. Here's power play for you. As a Christian living for the Lord, you know, they give extra bonuses out, and I did this and 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 this. You know, I knew I was going to get extra bonuses. You know, and the time came around, my supervisor came by, and he says, I'm sorry, Tim. You didn't get anything this time. And I knew a guy that did, and I did a lot more work than he did. Honestly, I did. I really did. So what did I do? The blessed are the meek. Guess what I did? I would hope I would say, okay, may the Lord bless him with that. Oh no! Here I go again. This is before the other story. I march up to the office, go into the big supervisor's door, not slam the door. I had another meekness in me not to do that. I just said, let me tell you something here. And I walked out and walked to the plant, and I hadn't been a Christian long then, you know. So there was an excuse. I was a young Christian. Okay. Yeah. Here I go. Once again, power play. Walk in, say, don't you know what I've done? So therefore, you should respond to me. You should act toward a certain way towards me because I've done this, 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 and this. Are you getting it? You understand? I'm using my own self as these bad examples, okay? I could use you, some of y'all's, but I won't. I know you. Randy Domney, I know all about you. I walked in there and welcome back to that plant again. Praise God for the Holy Spirit and His conviction power. He says, in other words, I want to say this, you know, Holy Spirit's like, what are you doing? Wait, but I deserve this. Like, you don't deserve what? You're called to do a job, and you do it to the best of your ability, and I will bless you. But I want money. You know, that's where we are. That's a worldview, a separate view on blessings of God. On blessings of God.
Amen.
We're so short of our own faults and our failures because we're not meek. Where are you? Those are power plays in life. It's almost like, you know, we want to be the type that one phone call from me and I'll change things. You know? Makes us feel good. Something going on, hey, let me make a phone call. Makes us feel just, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Makes us feel something. That little lady at the cleaners that day, she showed me Jesus. She's probably in her 60s of life. I was just a prideful, arrogant college student, thought I knew everything. I know there's none of those here. She showed me Jesus. I believe she would inherit the earth. Won't you listen to me? How God can use stuff. That moment in my junior year, in college, in my ministry, that did something to me. It taught me that it's not who I am, but it's who He is. It taught me if I'm going to be a minister, if I'm going to touch people's lives, if I'm going to change this world, I must be meek. The simple definition is being gentle. That little lady, she taught me something that day. And I have given thought to this, that every person that God uses me to minister to, matter if they get saved, or in a hospital room, or in a counseling room, even my own wife and my own children. Whew. That little lady showed me Jesus that day. There'll be an extra crown for her. I believe that today. You might think you're something. Listen to me. You only will become something is when you bow down and humble yourself before Jesus Christ. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. I want you to stand.
Thank you for joining us today. It is our prayer, our hope, that as we're walking this road together toward Christian maturity, gleaning what we can and what the Lord tells us through these Beatitudes, that we will find ourselves not only challenged but changed. This week, allow the Holy Spirit to change your heart, to change your mind, and create in you that heart of Jesus. Thank you for joining us again. Have a great week. God bless you.